This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, covering things of interest in Douglas County and a lot of different directions to go with topics this time of year. But one thing that's obvious to mix in is talking to some of the organizations that are helping people, especially over the holiday season, but during the entire year as well. Captain Edith Dimaby of the Roseburg Salvation Army, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate you having us.
So I guess, first of all, talk about when you joined the Salvation Army. How long ago was that?
Oh, my goodness. 20 years ago, I started as attending the church, and then I started volunteering for some of their activities, and I spent about 10, 12 years as a volunteer before I became an officer.
And what led to deciding to go that direction?
The calling of the Spirit. My husband and I sat down and had a cup of coffee one morning, and we both discussed how we felt the desire to do something more. So we did. We committed our lives to the ministry.
And did that involve, what were some of the steps right after that? Did you have to go through some training or?
Oh, yes. So there is quite a bit of paperwork. Like everything else in life, there's paperwork. We filled out an application. We were interviewed. We did some testing, and then we spent 2 years in seminary.
And you came out of that. Now, when all this began, where did you live then?
We were living in Rainbow, California.
So was that northern or southern?
Southern California, right near the San Diego County line.
Oh, perfect. And talk about after seminary, where'd you go next?
We were assigned to the Stockton area, to the Stockton Adult Rehabilitation Center for the Salvation Army.
And how long were you there?
2 years. And from there, we went to Lytton. Lytton is in Northern California, about 80 miles north of San Francisco, north of Santa Rosa, at the Adult Rehabilitation Center there. We were administrators.
And then when did you come to the Umpqua Valley?
We came to the Umpqua Valley 3 years ago from Bakersfield, California.
And so had you ever been in Roseburg before you were asked to come up here?
No, I had not, but it was a pleasant surprise. I love the river and the trees, and I think that the nicest thing is the changing of the seasons. There's actual seasons here.
A little different than some parts of California.
Oh, yeah. We left Bakersfield. It was 117 degrees, and I was glad to leave Bakersfield behind.
Yeah, boy, that could be interesting. Some of us really like the heat and are on the opposite side, though, because this time of year it gets a little dark and gloomy.
Oh, a little dark and gloomy. But, you know, the sun is coming. The sun will come back up, and a new day will begin.
Sounds like a musical I've heard somewhere.
Somewhere.
So talk about the history of the Roseburg Salvation Army. When did it get started here locally?
George Bloomstead started the ministry or the work here in Roseburg in 1897. So we have been operating in Douglas County since 1897.
So by that point, Roseburg hadn't really even been a community more than 20, 30 years.
Correct. Correct.
Wow. So do you know much about that early time?
I don't. The history, we're very good at doing things in the Salvation Army. We are not always good at collecting our history. So we're always looking for the next thing that needs to be done and not great at keeping records for what we've already accomplished.
But having started that long ago, I'm not sure there's any other charitable organization or church, not very many that go back that far.
Probably not. But as things move and grow and change, people come and things are started.
Now, Salvation Army over on Northeast Stevens in Roseburg, it's been there for 20 years, something like that?
25.
25 years, okay. And it used to be right up the street from us here on Northeast Winchester. So as you look at what you do, I guess let's talk about the holidays first. Go over all the things that the Salvation has going on to help people out this time of year.
Well, currently we have our Angel Tree Drive that is happening. There's trees up around town, Walmart, U.S. Bank, couple of their locations where people can take a tag and buy a toy for a child. We have 120 families who signed up for Angel Tree this year, and we'll be serving upside of 300 or more children with gifts for Christmas, which really helps bring holiday cheer into the home.
So when people get these tags, do they have specific gifts in mind, or is it more of a broad suggestion or what?
It gives a gender and an age and the child's first name, and there are gift suggestions on the tag. A lot of those gift suggestions are general, but most children have a pretty good idea of what they want, and they've communicated that to some parents.
So if somebody is interested in helping that way, they just basically go out and grab the tags then, and then shop, and then what do they do?
They can bring those gifts with the tag to the church on Stephen Street, or they are welcome to leave it in the barrels next to the tree at the Walmart.
And how does that look like it's going so far?
It's going very well. We also have barrels for the toy drive that we do with Fred Meyers. Now, those are just toys that are purchased by a consumer that they think a child may like, and they can be left in the barrels at Fred Meyers.
And so people do that, and then later on you're able to add that into the families you're helping.
Correct. We try to make sure that every child gets at least a good, better, best, so they have three gifts minimum.
And as we talked about when you were in here a couple weeks ago, people go out in some of the stores right now. It's that familiar sound, the red kettle.
The red kettle. Yes, we have red kettles out in Winston and Sutherland and throughout locations in Roseburg with our iconic bell ringers, many of them singing Christmas tunes and bringing cheer to the community. And the generosity of the donors helps us continue to do good work here in Douglas County.
Now, I noticed that a lot of times the bell ringers I run across are folks that are just ringing bells. You've got sometimes community groups or others that take segments of time. But I've seen a few posts about even music groups coming along to help out.
Oh, my goodness, yes. There have been several music groups. The Accordion Club's been out. We've had a guitar player out. And the Old Time Fiddlers, which are a big favorite.
Wow. And so you never know who may pop up at these locations. Now, it probably varies store to store the time of day that people are out, right?
It does. And it also varies based on the day of the week. We've even had Santa Claus out. Santa Claus has been out and rang bell and brought some cheer to the community while he was doing it.
Now, do you still need people to help out as bell ringers?
We do. And we have a new format this year called Register to Ring. You can go to registertoring.com and it'll give you locations and available time slots. And you can register yourself to ring at a kettle for 2 hours.
And what kind of difference does the money generated make?
It makes a huge difference. So the monies that are generated are used to help others in Douglas County. This year, we have 350 families receiving just a Christmas food box, and it helps us acquire the food to fill that box. We also have had over 4,000 visits to our food pantry over the last year, and these monies help pay the bill for keeping food in the pantry, as well as some of the supplies that are required, like the box itself. We also have rent, utility assistance. We've helped people with wood pellets, if it's the kind of stove that requires pellets. We have helped somebody with funeral expenses. A lot of times we just need the consumer to come in and say, this is what's going on in my life, and I've hit a roadblock. We like to try and be flexible so that we can help them over that speed bump and back to stability and self-reliance.
All right, Captain Edith Dye, maybe the Roseburg Salvation Army. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246, and News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1, Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show at 4. Congressman Cliff Bentz joins us for Inside Douglas County tomorrow. And on Friday, we'll talk about Feeding Umpqua. Sarah McGregor will be in for that program. Captain Edith Dye, maybe the Roseburg Salvation Army, in here today talking about the work they do during the holiday season. And I know it's a big emphasis. You probably have folks that ask for assistance that maybe you don't talk with or have a relationship any other time of the year.
It's correct. A lot of people run up on energy bills that keep running up and running up, and they just cannot catch. They just cannot catch up to get that bill paid. We like working with those people. We do our best to work with them before they get to the shutoff day, just like rental assistance. A lot of people, they wait until they get an eviction notice, and that's a little too deep of a hole to dig out of in some cases. Some agencies can work with those programs. We try to make an attempt to get people over the small speed bumps so that they can find their own footing again and move forward in life.
Do you find that a lot of the folks that you're helping also don't really have any family friend connections that they can turn to?
They don't have family friend connections. They don't have a fellowship that they belong to, or they have just moved into the area, or they're just getting back on their feet from some crisis. A lot of them are struggling with changes of life.
And we've seen different points, kind of the ups and downs of the economic cycle and the inflation, and you have closures of things periodically. And even though our unemployment rate is extremely low and a lot of companies are looking for jobs, they don't necessarily always fit the people that are available for them. So there's always people that are sort of underemployed and wish they could be making more money to help their family out, but don't really see a pathway to do that.
Correct. And it only takes one car repair to send a family into a tailspin. One car repair, one enormous medical bill, one extra thing, and then they tumble.
Yeah, and we on some of the financial programs, we hear about that where maybe they haven't been able to set up a savings account. Maybe they've run through their savings account. And like you said, they don't have the extra resources. They don't really know where to turn. Do you find that some of the people are really reluctant to come in and ask for help?
Some people come in and they're very timid, and we try to talk to them and let them know that it's okay, because life comes with challenges for all of us. We want to help people move forward, and this is just one stumbling block. So while we have somebody in for rent or utility assistance, or because they need a clothing voucher, or maybe they've been in a fire and they are looking for household goods, trying to rebuild after a fire is huge. You've lost everything. We try to let them know that we have a food pantry. We're there and open 4 days a week. And sometimes people will neglect their food purchases in order to take care of utility bills. I don't want anybody to be hungry. So go ahead and take care of those bills and come and visit our pantry. That's what we're there for.
Talk about year-round. I mean, the pantry would be one of the things that you've got going year-round. What are some of the other things that are not just holiday-related for the Salvation Army?
So we have summer camp for kids. The Salvation Army runs a camp in Boring, Oregon, and sending those kids to camp is huge. A lot of kids that go to camp come back and have had one of the best experiences of their life. We go to a great deal of trouble to make sure that they're things to learn and do, and they have swimming and other activities at camp that they might not get here. Very enjoyable for our youth to be able to do. And there are other activities throughout the year for youth. They have weekend retreats that the kids can go to, and a lot of kids make good friends and keep those friendships.
And when the kids are out doing that, that also gives the parent or parents a break.
It does. Some parents are very grateful for that break.
And what about things for adults during the year?
So we have programs associated with our church. We have a Bible study on Thursday night. We have a youth night on Tuesdays. We have worship services on Sunday. And I'd like to talk about our Dress a Child program, if I could.
Sure.
So we work with the schools, and the schools are the ones who nominate children who are available for that program. It is one of the most rewarding times of the year for me, because these kids have an opportunity to come in. They get to select that clothing on their own. There are also choices that they make for their attire for the year. The whole thing is that they get to go back, and because they're not uncomfortable in ill-fitting clothes, they actually have a coat that fits for the weather change. They're able to pay more attention to their instructors in class because they're not concerned with people looking at them. They're more likely to raise their hand and participate in the academics. It's our hope that it helps. It helps our youth.
Wow. So a lot of things going on. Talk about where the Salvation Army gets its funding.
The Red Kettle campaign is our biggest funding of the year. We do mailers, and people have been very generous with that. Recently at the Christmas craft fair, you got a discount if you brought in a canned food item. We collected 4,340 pounds of food to help support our food pantry. That's huge for us, and that's huge for the community. We also have the thrift store. So people who give gently used items to our thrift store, we price them and put them in the store, and other people purchase those items. That money is funneled back into social services, which is where Douglas County is really helping Douglas County.
Well, a lot going on. Now, for people that might be interested in helping, whether it's this time of year or with other things, how can they do that?
They absolutely can give us a call. 541-672-6581 is our phone number for the main office. They can come in. They can register to ring and stand at a Red Kettle. They can donate through our drive-through donation of used goods Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5. They are welcome to call me, and we'll find a place where they can help.
And we mentioned this last time, but you might want to bring it up again. For the Red Kettle, the online option if people are out shopping, not carrying cash.
Oh, thank you, Kyle, very much. RedKettleRoseburg.org. And you will find a link that you can donate to the Red Kettle.
And simple as that. Now, Salvation Army, what's your phone number?
541-672-6581.
And if somebody doesn't realize where you're located, tell them how to find you.
We are at 3130 Northeast Stevens Street, right across from the DC Co-op.
All right, Captain Edith Dimaby of the Roseburg Salvation Army, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.